Hello, 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 everybody. This is Brandon Luna.
Randy Rankin.
With Calypso's Cigar Review Podcast. This is interview number 3, and this one is Robert Russler. You might know him from such movies as...
Weird Science.
Nightmare on Elm Street 2. Vamp. And many others. He did lots of television. Yes. Babylon 5.
He was
5,
one of the original Brat Packs.
Yes, he was. Yeah, okay. And we did ask him about that.
Yes,
so
we did.
Check out this interview with Robert
Russler.
And he
smokes cigars.
He does. He does smoke cigars. The first... Tom Savini smokes cigars too.
Yeah. We mentioned that not...
We did mention it in the interview, though, so you'll know that in the interview. So check out Robert Russler. Welcome to Cinema, the movie and television podcast show that talks about everything dirty, mean, and nasty.
It rubs the lotion on its skin.
In Hollywood and beyond. If it's sin, we're in. Hey, everybody, it's Brandon Luna with Calypso Cigar Review and Cinema.
I'm Randy Rankin with Calypso Cigar Review and Cinema.
And we're here today with Robert Russler of Nightmare on Elm Street 2, Enterprise, Babylon 5. The guy's been in everything.
Yeah.
He's kind of crossed all the genres. How are you doing today, sir?
Good. Don't forget Weird Science.
Weird Science.
You
got to
mention Weird Science.
That you just made my daughter a big giant smile.
Oh, good.
Thank you
She's
very
like,
much.
He's the cute guy from Weird Science.
Well, I mean, you know, she could have been talking about Robert Downey Jr. Who knows?
That's true. Yeah. That's
she
true.
Says actually that you were better looking than him at that point. Yeah, so.
Well, she's very perceptive.
Point. Don't say that. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that he's Iron Man, he's a lot sexier than me.
He got his teeth fixed too, so.
Yeah, I'm next.
So how's the convention been going for you?
Great. I love Frightmare. It's awesome. The people are great. Dallas is a real beautiful city. Everybody's been really, you know, having that southern hospitality. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, no complaints. And there's some great guests here this year.
Yeah, definitely.
Speaking of which, we just interviewed Jack Shoulder, your director from Nightmare 2.
Jack Shoulder. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know that guy. What was it like working with Jack?
Jack was an awesome director to work with. You know, I mean, just from the beginning, even when we were going through the audition process, he was always... an actor's director. He was very keyed in on, you know, character arc and motive, and he had a great, you know, has a great sense of humor and was real open to ideas, and you know that you couldn't ask for more from a director.
Yeah, for sure.
One of my favorites that you were in early on was Vampire. What was it like working on that thing?
Oh, you know, Vamp was a real blast.
Vamp.
You know, Grace Jones, Chris Makepeace, Getty Watanabe, Dee Dee Pfeiffer. Really fantastic show. I had a blast on that show. I played AJ. I got to die twice and live at the end. I mean, how often do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the horror genre and sci-fi genres have been really good to you career-wise. Was that something that you were into going into as an actor? Were you like, I want to do some horror movies, or was it what was your focus going into this whole thing?
Well, you know, I've been a horror buff since I was a kid, and that wasn't really my focus or my approach in acting. But when I had those opportunities, I got to tell you, the horror fan base is the most loyal fan base of all.
Yeah.
I think even more than action adventure, it's like the horror fans, once they get by you, they're there for life. And so I've been, you know, really blessed and really grateful to be in some great horror franchises like Nightmare on Elm Street, like Sometimes They Come Back. You know, I was in one of the Amityvilles. So, you know, it's been really fantastic for me. It's been quite a long time since I've done a horror film. And lo and behold, I got some horror films going this year.
Excellent. What's coming up?
In September, I'm shooting a remake of the 1963 classic Blood Feast.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm starring with Caroline Williams. And we're going to be shooting in Munich, Germany, in Paris. So cool. I'm really excited about that.
So you get to smoke your Cuban cigars up there.
Absolutely, man. And then I'm doing another movie called Brides of Satan. I've written and I'm planning to direct a movie called Black Asylum, which is a horror movie. You know, I'm back in that horror swing right now, man.
Gotcha,
you know?
Gotcha. Well, so, that's good because that's where the most loyal fans are, so you want to tap into that market. Absolutely.
You got to imagine that the sci-fi fans are pretty big on the whole Enterprise thing, though. Do you ever do any of those conventions and stuff?
You know, it's been kind of rare for me, but the sci-fi fans are real loyal as well. I didn't mean to discredit them, because, you know, being on Enterprise and I was a regular on Babylon 5.
Yep, exactly.
And those fans, you know, I mean, they're definitely the diehard collectors.
Yes, they know
more about my characters than I do.
Right.
And, you know, you got there's a lot to be said for that.
Right, for sure.
So what was it like being part of the Brat Pack back in the 80s on the Weird Science days? Was that just like some crazy times or what?
I'm the self-proclaimed king of the 80s.
Okay.
So when everybody else was packing, I was innovating.
Gotcha.
I had a blast in the 80s, man. It was a magic time, and you know, I was working as an actor and I was living in Hollywood. I was surfing and spending a lot of time with really great friends that we've been friends for years, Josh Brolin and Robert Downey Jr. And you know, we've been friends the whole time. And I've made friends on every movie that I've been in, like including Nightmare on Elm Street Part 2. You know, I'm still friends with Mark. I've been real tight with Marshall Bell this whole 32 years. So, you know, it's really a really fantastic blessing to be an actor and to love what you do and get paid for it.
Yeah, for sure.
And then when I get paid, I can afford cigars, man.
Exactly. So speaking of cigars, hey, what are some of your favorites?
Wasn't that a great segue?
Great segue.
I was getting ready to make that segue, and you beat me to it.
You know, I mean, I might sound like a snob, but I'm not. You know, I'm not an aficionado, even though I started smoking cigars with my dad as a kid. I would take puffs off of his cigar. But my dad, he smoked Dutch Masters, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then I got into some Backwoods when I was a teenager.
I think we all went there. Yeah.
You know, you got to go for the Backwoods. Affordable, still tasty, very pleasurable.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've been smoking Cuban cigars. I don't smoke too many. I think I'm about a one-a-week guy.
Okay, that's fine.
And my favorite's Monte Cristo.
Okay.
I like the La Glorias. I like the Cohibas. So that's why I say, you know, I smoke a lot of Cubans.
Okay.
My brother gets them for me.
Gotcha.
And you know, we were talking earlier about how the best Cohibas come from Spain now.
Right. Yeah, you know? That's right. We were talking about that.
Yeah, they buy up a lot of that tobacco, man.
Well, the Spanish, you know, they own so much of Cuba, and they get the crops, and they get the first dibs on all the best tobacco.
Right.
So you'd think that the best Cuban cigars come out of Cuba. But they don't. They come out of Spain.
That's awesome.
So he gets the cigars from Spain, and... There's so many that I can't even think of off the top of my head, but those are my favorites that I mentioned.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Great. Well, we gave you an AJ Fernandez and a PDR, so let's
hopefully you'll like those.
I'm gonna smoke that Fernandez tonight after my steak dinner.
There you go. That's
excellent.
Like a plan.
Excellent. Yeah.
That works. And so what time's the steak dinner? What time are we supposed to be there?
We're finishing up here around 5.
Okay.
We're going to go to dinner around 7. You guys are going to flip the bill. Then we'll smoke a cigar.
I can put that on the card if we get you smoking a cigar in a picture of it.
It's in the budget.
Exactly.
I'll make it in the budget.
Yeah, no, we're good. We're good. We're good.
All right.
Actually, I'm looking forward to you know, hanging tonight and resting up and then getting back to L.A. tomorrow and getting back to work. And... I'll probably smoke the other cigar when I get home. Sit on my terrace and look at the ocean and smoke my other cigar.
That's the way to do it, man.
That's a tough life.
Kidding,
right?
Yeah. Someone's got to do it.
Exactly, buddy.
Exactly.
Thank you so much
Appreciate
for your time.
It. Yeah, my pleasure. Good meeting you guys.
Thanks
Take
a lot.
Take care.